It's the second time this week that prices have touched a four-month high. On Tuesday, an unexpected jump in oil prices past $51 a barrel triggered the biggest fall-off in U.S. stock prices in nearly 2 years. The market recovered Wednesday and extended its rally Thursday. Oil prices in New York went above $52 a barrel and then fell back somewhat. In Washington, John Brown, the head of BP, the London-based multinational that is the largest oil producer in the United States, said he expects oil prices will eventually stabilize at a lower level.
The fundamentals now suggest that, close in, prices might remain relatively high against the long-run average, but perhaps not as high as they've been in the last year.
In his remarks made at Washington's Institute for International Economics, the British executive expressed surprise that the international economy has continued to grow even though the price of oil has climbed so high.
The world seems to have adjusted remarkably smoothly to the increases we've experienced over the last year. I find it remarkable that despite the increase in oil prices, world economic growth in 2004 exceeded 4%, a 30-year high.
Those growth forecasts, however, are being scaled back for 2005, as Japan has recently slipped into another recession, and there was no growth in the last quarter of 2004 in Germany, Italy, and Holland. But Mr. Brown did hold out the promise of an increase in supply. He said production will grow as new fields come online in Angola, the Gulf of Mexico, and in the Caspian Sea. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.